Welcome to Output PDX, the show about business, creativity, and technology in the Bridge City. I'm Robin Veda, and today we're talking to Paul Reynolds of Vertex Labs. So tell us about virtual reality.
Yeah, well, it's coming.
It's coming. Okay, so I know there are two things. There's virtual reality, and then there's augmented reality,
right.
And those two are different things. Can you tell me what that
is? Yeah, so most of what you hear about right now is going to be talking about virtual reality, mm-hmm. which is this shoebox over the face type of thing. You're
uh-huh.
totally immersed, usually wearing headphones. You can't see the real world at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be like PlayStation VR. Sometimes you'll see these where people stick their cell phones in these headsets. That's all VR.
Mm-hmm.
And that's immersed. And so the computer is rendering everything you see in that moment. You can't see or hear the real world.
And it feels real because all your other senses are just completely shut off.
Yeah, so they're playing off our depth perception.
Mm-hmm.
So things feel like they're at certain distances. And then the nicer systems actually track your position and the position of your hands. So you
mm-hmm.
can actually interact with this stuff naturally in 3D space.
I've not gotten to play with any of them yet.
Mm-hmm.
So how real does it actually feel?
Well, so it's still a computer rendering all this stuff in real time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it looks good, but it's like video game type graphics.
Okay.
There are moments that the trick is not so much what it looks like, but what it feels like. So
mm-hmm.
if you're standing over a cliff or you're standing at the edge of a cliff, your body will actually, the fear response will kick in and it'll be like, I'm not comfortable with you taking another step. There's
mm-hmm.
some super interesting videos online of people struggling with their balance and stuff.
Wow.
So it's more about the gut feel
mm-hmm.
than the visuals. The visuals are coming along now, and as more and more people get interested in this technology, they're going to get better. Computer processing keeps getting better. But I would say, if I had to be totally honest about what it actually looks like, it looks like you're inside of a video game,
mm-hmm.
graphically speaking.
But we're in the beginning stages,
yep.
right? I mean, this is going to get more and more realistic as we go along.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more and more of that immersive experience where it just absolutely feels like this is reality.
Yeah, and so that's the cool part right now is you do feel like you can be in your living room, which in my case is the play area for VR is kind of small, but you
mm-hmm.
can feel like you're in this big expansive field or on a mountain,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And that's where that feel comes in. They call that presence when you feel like you're actually in this virtual scene.
Hmm.
Once those things all click, they call that presence, where you feel like that's, okay, that is a cliff that I'm about to walk off of.
Okay.
And we've just now gotten there with the tech to be able to do that.
So tell us about Vertex Labs and
yeah.
what you have got going here in Portland.
Yeah, so I was at a augmented reality or mixed reality startup called Magic Leap for 2.5 years. I left there in May
mm-hmm.
to come to Portland, and that was literally... I wanted to be in Portland. I had done a couple recon visits and
uh-huh.
Gotten to know a couple of local people in the community. I have a little bit of a tie to Portland. I actually worked on a project for a Leica movie several years ago with Wieden and Kennedy.
And that was when you were doing graphic design?
That was when I was doing the video game software.
Okay.
And we did a game for the movie Paranorman. And so I had a few little ties here. And when
mm-hmm.
we came to visit and I met with a couple of other kind of community people, I was so impressed by the town and the people and the potential. We were in love. So we quit Florida, the whole state. We quit the Florida.
All right.
And we did a road trip across the summer to get here, and we got here in early August.
So what is it about Portland that you feel is different, that's maybe conducive to the kind of work you want to do?
Yeah, so there's a... it's pretty similar to what a lot of people in the bigger tech startup community are drawn to, which
mm-hmm.
is quality of life is through the roof. For a West Coast location, accessibility to Seattle and San Francisco is so easy and affordable.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of living is still affordable. I mean, for me, for me, it was like compared to even South Florida, it was cheaper to be here. There's just those fundamental elements that any economic development person would tell you, like, this is why people want to live in Portland. But then there was also a few little nuggets of people working in VR and AR that a lot of people don't even know about that live here,
mm-hmm.
that I knew were here. And so that's what I've spent the past 3 months doing, is completely meeting as many people as I can and mapping out. I literally created an ecosystem map of the players in the Portland area. So I've seen the power of community, and I greatly respect that. And so, I what the one thing I know about powerful, strong communities like here, they're kind of self-policing a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you want to engage those in a genuine way. And so I love that I have the ability to meet all these people and I don't have an ask. I'm not selling anything. I'm not looking for a job. I'm not looking for investment. I'm just like, I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. And if I can help educate, or if you want me to present, or if I can help introduce you to anyone that will help you, I'm happy to do that. Mm-hmm. And so that's been the door opener for me, and it's been great. And then once I had my initial wave of people, those introductions turned into more introductions. And I think the community part is the hardest part to mm-hmm. build, and it's already here. So to me, that's a huge advantage, and I want to leverage that without being opportunistic on it.
You know, right.
I want to do it in a genuine way. We're in a really special situation where we have crazy access to these global brands here.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
We also have an amazing ecosystem of creative agencies here that work with those brands.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you combine a little bit of high-tech know-how and background on these new platforms, you kind of blend those things together. There's some really exciting projects that are possible. So that's one thing. That's another thing I'm trying to do is figure out what are these collaborations, which totally ties into the Portland collaborative spirit,
right?
That take advantage of this odd mix of accessibility we have
mm-hmm.
To these opportunities. And there's a couple of them that they may not go anywhere, but they're in the proposal phases now. And then there's a couple of startups that are either here and up and coming, or they're going to move to here. And I think there'll be will be some blips on the global radar for VR and AR stuff in the next.
Nice. Well, as we start to wrap up here, can you tell us what you're most excited about, like what your vision for the future is as far as augmented and virtual reality?
In general, or Portland?
Either one.
Well, I would say I'm super excited about 2017 for Portland because I think we will continue to solidify and grow as a sub-community within the bigger community, and the ecosystem will continue to flourish. I know the local investment community is super excited about these opportunities. There's going to be a lot of demand for talent, and I think we have talent here. So there's going to be so many exciting things that are going to happen here in the next year. The bigger vision and future, I think computing systems are going to get more and more intelligent, which kind of ties into the whole AI thing, which is up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this presentation where it's a 3D thing, which we're all 3D people. We live in a 3D space.
Right.
So it's such an intuitive interaction. So my vision is that all the great things that technology has brought to us in the past, we're going to continue on that, but it's on our terms and in our context, and it's pervasive, but not in a scary way. So it's kind of crazy that we're so high tech and all this money and all this crazy development is going on for the purpose of making everything more natural.
Right.
But I do hope that's the way things continue to go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for talking to us today, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this episode of Output PDX. We will see you next time.